Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Biotest AG conference call. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to Monika Buttgereit, Head of Investor Relations.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Biotest 9-month results call. I'm here with Michael Ramos, CEO of Biotest AG, to whom I will hand over now.
Thank you very much, and good morning to everybody, and thank you very much that you have decided to listen into Biotest call this morning. We know that a lot of other companies are also reporting numbers today, so we are really happy and glad that you made it and are listening to what we have to tell you. And what we are going to tell you are, of course, the numbers of the first 9 months of 2019. We will give you an update on the status of our development projects. Keyword here is broadening our product portfolio, and then also status of the ongoing commissioning of our Biotest Next Level facility. Keyword of a headline would be here, doubling capacity. So let me start with the figures, and before I really get into the details, I should mention that we have a presentation. You can find it on our homepage under Investor Relations. So if you have a chance to click into this presentation, it might be easier for you to follow my numbers. To summarize the situation at the end of the third quarter, we can confirm our guidance. We can report that sales of our business went up by 1.8% compared to the same period in 2018, that the EBIT was at minus 8.2 million, worse than in the previous year's period, but that has due to the fact that we invested heavily and more heavily in Biotest Next Level and in our R&D project, but I will come to that. We added two new plasma collection centers up to now, one in Germany and one in Hungary. So the total number today is 21 centers. And then we have also, as a summary, you know, a pleasant news to spread, that is that the inspection, the first inspection of the regional council here with regard to our Biotest Next Level facility took successfully place and was finished on November the 8th. Let me now turn to page 5 of the presentation, slide 5 of the presentation, showing our income statement, and you can see there that, as I said, sales accumulated to 294.9 million versus 289.6 million, a plus from by 1.8% compared to last year. If we deduct all operating costs and expenses, we end up with an earnings before interest and tax and operating profit of minus 8.2 million compared to a plus 5.1 million. Financial results have been positive in the first 9 months with 5.3 million. So that the earnings after tax of the continuing operations amounts to minus 2.9 million. If you listen to the operating profit of minus 8.2, you should keep in mind that this loss is, of course, caused by our heavy investment in the future, in the doubling of the capacity in our Biotest Next Level facility project, as well as in the development of three new products. And we have listed, therefore, what we have spent for those facility and the development projects, and that amounted to 49.7 million, which is 12 million higher than in the same period in 2018, and that explains the switch of the EBIT results. In addition, we have spent also in the last 9 months 1.1 million for the monoclonal antibodies business, which we are exiting, as you all know. So that brings us to, as we call it, adjusted operating income. That means that the income we are really earning from our normal business, therapy and toy manufacturing business, and that amounts to 42.6 million euros. Maybe it's worthwhile to explain a little bit the almost 50 million we spent for Biotest Next Level, our project here to double the capacity, but also to broaden our product portfolio. The facility costs amounted to 21 million. Those costs has been spent for energy, building costs, security, depreciation. We have, of course, already more than 150 people clearly designated for commissioning and ramping up the facility. And then, of course, we have the project administration, which cost also some money in the last 9 months. We spent 29 million for the three product developments we are currently have in different clinical phases. So we have two phase three studies ongoing in IgG next generation. So it's not a miracle that we spend most of those R&D costs for IgG next generation, 13.2 million in the last 9 months, followed by 8.3 million we spent for trimodulin, the IgM concentrate, and then also 7.2 million where necessary to conduct the two phase 1/3 studies for fibrinogen. Overall, as I said, 49.7 million in the future of BioTest for doubling the capacity and broadening our product portfolio. If you look a little bit deeper into the sales structure of our sales, you will see that the therapy sales went up by 5.3% with 266 million. They have been 14 million higher than in the first 3 months in 2018. But we have reduced our toy manufacturing volume in the first 9 months in order to have more of our own product for our own distribution available for the weeks and months to come. As you can see, we have grown in all areas. In our intercontinental business went up by 7 million. East and South Europe was a slight increase of 4 million. And Central Europe, we have seen an increase by 8 million in sales compared to the previous year's period. Only in Middle East, Africa, and France, we see a reduction by 14 million in sales. That's due to the fact that there, those toll manufacturing services have been reduced in this area. Those of you who are following BioTest very closely know that end of June, with the beginning of July, we have assigned a new loan agreement giving us a possibility to draw up to 240 million euros within the next years in order to pay for the ramp up and the build up of working capital in the new facility with the new products. And we have already drawn 50 million as of today from this 240 million facility, which is shown in this balance sheet picture on slide number 9. It goes together with a slight increase of course the total assets and total equity and liabilities amount, but also very, very nice, the solid equity ratio was 45.1% as of end of September. So having said and reported those ongoing numbers of our business, we can confirm that our guidance, which we have given in March of this year, is still valid. We will see at the end of the year growth of sales by a mid-single-digit percentage, and our earnings before interest and tax will be, as we have outlined in March, heavily influenced, of course, by the amount which we spend for BioTest Next Level. And please recall that in the first 9 months we spent already 50 million euros for the facility and the B&L development projects. We still have, in Middle East, Syria, Iran, and other countries in the Middle East, some difficult political situations which have, of course, also an effect on the business and still continue to have an effect on our business. And then a very big portion of the determinants of our earnings before interest is the potential execution of a partnering agreement. You may recall that we always said that we are looking for a partner helping us on the one hand side to distribute the products in the future in the United States and or also helping us to develop such products like IgG next generation or IgM concentrate, and discussions are ongoing, and depending on the outcome of those discussions, our earnings before interest tax might be heavily influenced by milestones, which we would expect from such a partner. So that's the reason why we said that our guidance with such a partnering agreement would lead us to an earnings before interest and tax between minus 5 and plus 5 million. If we can't achieve a partnering agreement this year, we might end up with a loss of 15 to 35 million euros at the end of the year. Now, if you allow me to give you a short glimpse, you know, on what's going on in the markets and how our development projects are developing, let me start with confirming the very nice outlook for our immunoglobulins. We expect that the global market volume will continue to increase over the next years. You know, in the years from 2010 to 2018, we have an increase in tons of immunoglobulins used in the markets by 90 tons. And in the next 8 years, from 2018 to 2026, we expect that not only we, but the Independent Market Regulatory Bureau expects an increase by 140 tons. So to supply such huge amounts of immunoglobulins in the future, each and everybody in our industry is expanding the production capacity, as we are doing it with Biotest Next Level project. It has led already in some countries to a tight IgG supply situation. You may have seen that the FDA had issued some kind of warning letter for the United States, and therefore we, of course, even more incentivized to accelerate our development of IgG next generation, which is designed also to be sold in the United States. But of course, to produce such immunoglobulins and sell those immunoglobulins in the worldwide markets, you need to have plasma for that, and therefore we see an increase in plasma collection with all our companies in the industry. We also continue to expand our network of plasma collection centers in Europe. We have bought one in Germany, in Hannover, and we opened up a new one in Hungary, in Budapest, in this year. And within the next days, we will have another new center in the Czech Republic, so that at the end of the year, Biotest will own and operate 22 centers, plasma collection centers in Europe. This, as I said, having enough plasma is a basis for producing our products. And one of those products is a clotting factor, factor 8, against hemophilia A. And we just concluded a long-term study with factor 8, with our plasmatic factor 8, hemoctene called. And this is worldwide the longest surveillance study which was undertaken with 198 patients in all age groups. And very interesting is that 24 patients, you know, have been surveyed and followed up for more than 15 years. And it was a very nice outcome that we haven't seen any unexpected adverse effects on the health of the patients. And can also be stated that previously untreated hemophilia A patients do scarcely develop antibodies against the products. So the inhibitor formation is very, very low and speaks for a treatment with a plasmatic factor 8, especially our hemoctene, which is a combination of factor 8 with the von Willebrand factor. Overall, I think that's clear and obvious for everything, for everybody, that patients benefit, of course, more from a prophylactic than from an on-demand therapy, meaning if they get treated prophylactic on a constant basis, they can have a safe and secure life without thinking what might happen if a sudden bleeding starts, and they would need then immediately factor 8 to stop the bleeding. So if they have a high level of factor 8 in their body, you know, they can have really a very easy life as everybody else as well. Changing from clotting factors to IVIG, the immunoglobulin, and here to our new IVIG of what we call next generation. It will be produced in a new and more efficient production process and will then be produced together with trimodulin, the IgM concentrate. and will, of course, be the master product for our new Biotest Next Level production plant. Two phase three studies are ongoing, one in primary immune deficiency, PID, for Europe and the United States. The enrollment of all patients is completed, and all adults have been treated, or the treatment of all adults have been also finalized. Now the treatment of children is still ongoing, and the observation period of all patients, including those children, will be end in April 2020. Then this study, if in PID, is also then over. We have already successfully completed our phase three study in ITP, as you can see on slide 16. We've seen good safety and efficacy data after, you know, looking into the data at the end of the study. We are preparing right now the final study report and we'll issue then also more details. Turning to fibrinogen, another clotting factor, special clotting factor, which is needed to treat either patients with a congenital fibrinogen deficiency or an acquired fibrinogen deficiency, for instance, in, you know, huge surgery. It might happen that a very sudden bleeding will occur, and this is due to a deficiency of fibrinogen. And you see in the slide on page 17 the increase of fibrinogen usage in UK, Spain, France, Italy, and Germany over the last years, and is expected that this will go up further on. And this is due to the fact that we have a bedside test in the meantime, a diagnosis possibility to really confirm that fibrinogen is missing or is causing the bleeding, the deficiency of fibrinogen is causing the bleeding, and therefore you can immediately treat the patient with fibrinogen, and that's the reason why demand is going up. We, as I said, are in two phase three studies, one in congenital fibrinogen deficiency and the other one in acquired fibrinogen deficiency. Both studies are ongoing, and at least the congenital fibrinogen deficiency will probably be finished in the course of next year. That brings us to the next and third new product we are developing, and which shall be then manufactured in the new Biotest Next Level facility, which is an IgM-enriched immunoglobulin called trimodulin. This is designed to really treat patients with severe infections because it's able to neutralize multiple pathogens. It may bind toxins and inflammation activators, and overall it is reducing secretion of immune mediators, so that it will help to really modulate the immune system. Currently, we are coordinating with the FDA in the United States, as well as with the European Medicines Agency and the German Paul Ehrlich Institute, the design of the phase three study. We have got green lights for all three agencies to really come up with the same design as we had it with our phase 2B study in severe community-acquired pneumonia. That will be the indication where we have this trimodulin being studied in. And currently, we are preparing this phase 3 study together with a pediatric development plan. Trimodulin will not replace any existing treatment methods, but will be added to the casual or usual therapy we have today with antibiotics. But together with antibiotics, you know, neutralization of bacterial toxins shall be aim and goal of this treatment together with trimodulin, and also the neutralization of bacteria and viruses at all. And that, as we have shown in the phase 2B study, has decreased mortality in a significant way in patients with severe community-acquired pneumonia. So these new three products, IgG Next Generation, trimodulin, and fibrinogen, will be produced in Biotest Next Level facility. If you have the advantage of looking into our presentation, you will see on page 21, you know, the building in the right hand, upper right hand corner. This is a new BNL production site and building. We have been able, you know, to commission all clean rooms, all media systems. We did the qualification of sterile media and had the inspection of the Regierungspräsidium, the regional council, from the 5th to the 8th November, and we passed this inspection without any critical or major findings as well. So everything is ready for the next step. Qualifying such a new facility is not a thing which can be done within 1 week. We give you here on page 23 an impression of what has to be done, you know, to really qualify the clean rooms. More than 17,000 samples and individual tests had to be performed in order to prove that the clean rooms are really clean and are also stable and stay clean for a longer time period. Media, you know, pure water, steam and all those things had also been qualified, and here 16 samples had been taken. We conducted 88,000 analytical tests, and all those tests results and evaluation of those results have to be documented, and you see here the huge number of files to be stored, which then had been inspected by the inspector in the last week, and as I said, we passed the first inspection of the production plant. Two more parts of this inspection will follow during the next year when we start producing consistently batches. Then again, the inspectors will come and look at the actual process of manufacturing the three new products. So first milestone is successfully achieved. The first inspection of the clean rooms and media systems was successfully concluded last week, and we are looking forward now to really finalize the qualification of the other equipment parts of the BioTest Next Level facility and then start the consistent runs in the course of 2020. Clinical trials, as mentioned, are being continued, of course, with the IgG Next Generation Phase 3 study in ITP to be concluded in beginning of next year. We have opened new plasma collection centers, already two in up to now in 2019. Another one will follow within the next 2 weeks, and then also you will see further openings in 2020 because, as I said, the demand for our products is growing. And in order to supply such products in growing markets, we need plasma, and therefore we are increasing our plasma collection center network. I think that concludes my description of the current business and has given you some hints about what's going on within the next month. And now I'm happy if you have questions, then I can answer these questions. Thank you very much.
At the same time, it's helpful if you have a question, if you could mention your name and your company. So we would be happy to receive questions from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press 9 and star again. Please press 9 and star now to ask a question. The first question is from Dennis Bejanin of Pareto.
Hi, this is Dennis Bejanin from Pareto Securities. Thank you for taking my questions. I had a couple related to your strategic plans. The first one was, we just wanted to hear if there's any progress in finding development partners. Have there been any advanced discussions, anything that we could expect in the near future? And then I believe there were plans in further integration with Shanghai RAAS. So I was wondering how that progress was going. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Dennis. I'm happy to answer your questions. Yes, I said, you know, we are in discussions with partners about partnering our products, either with regard to distributing them in the United States or in some kind of co-development. But for the time being, I'm not in a position to announce here when those discussions will be successfully concluded. So we might need to continue those discussions in the year 2020. That's the reason why we still have this caveat in our guidance. With regard to Shanghai RAAS, you know, nothing has happened. Yes, of course, we know that our majority shareholder, Kreat, has announced at the beginning that he might integrate us into Shanghai RAAS. But as you may have seen, there's another transaction on the priority list first, and that's the integration of parts of the Grifols Diagnostic Corporation into Shanghai RAAS. Shanghai RAAS has increased its capital, and Grifols is contributing 45% of its diagnostics division into Shanghai RAAS, and this process is currently ongoing, and the parties involved that have been told by us, by Kreat, are now waiting for all regulatory approvals they would need for such a capital increase, and therefore this is not concluded yet, and since this is not concluded, not effective, nothing will happen with regard to BioTest and Shanghai RAAS till this process is, as I said, ongoing.
Great. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Please press 9 and star now to ask a question. There are currently no further questions in the queue.
All right. So then I would like to say thank you very much for listening. Thank you for staying the line. And we will have our next results for you on March 30th for the full year results 2019.
Yes.
Thank you very much and have a very good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.